Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It's the 19th of November, 2022. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Turks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Thank you for being here, everybody. We really appreciate your support. We love our affiliates that just keep pumping out our show. Thank you so much, those affiliates. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Denise, get ready, 855-LAW-RADIO.
855-529-7234.
And remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. So you make sure you set your bar low. But today, let me tell you, today,
no problem.
We're going to have some interesting things. It doesn't matter there. I got it low anyway.
What was Casey Kasem's line at the end of it?
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
So the radio law to keep your feet on the ground and you know, your hands just a little bit higher.
Just a touch.
Just a smidge.
Remember, we're only talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Look, we're getting close. Close to Thanksgiving, and what an exciting time. I love Thanksgiving, and I love Christmas. That's just who I am. I've always loved them, maybe because it was so exciting. In our Christmas holiday, we had rules, and everybody does it different, and I've never been one of those, everybody gets in and starts opening their presents. It was one at a time. Everyone watched.
Yep, we do that
and
now.
It was it just a great time. Todd was probably like, whoa!
No, I frustrate the snot out of my kids, because you go around the room, and here I am, meticulously pulling the tape off so that it doesn't rip the paper. Then I take it and fold it. Talk about how nice the wrapping paper
is. Oh, you're one of those. Yeah, so you're an extreme, other extreme.
And I do it just to get under the skin of my siblings and kids. So.
Yeah, but you know what my husband does? Shakes it.
Oh, my God.
Smells it.
Whoa.
And then guesses what it is.
And you're like an hour later, can you open the dang present? I went to my cousin's house one time when I was a kid, and they were very wealthy, living in Southern California. And we went there one time. It was so sweet. I mean, my parents, we grew up with very little, and I remember I got a little model. I got a model of a truck, a Peterbilt, which was probably $3. And then I got an album, you know, and that was probably $1, and that's all we got. There must have been 100 presents under the tree. And you know what? As we sat down, we're all excited. Wow, this is going to be interesting. And it's like, all right, everybody just start free-for-alling, ripping stuff apart, and the mom and the dad were just like watching, like, and it was, I've never seen a free-for-all. We're like looking for our present and holding it, and look, I never forget everyone looking at each other like, are we supposed to open it like we do? Nice. No, I guess we free-for-all it, but it was, I'm not kidding, they had their presents open. We were done in 20 minutes.
Well, part of the joy of Christmas is watching people open that gift you got for them. So that, for our family, we take our time one at a time, and that's why we do it. We want the
joy or sadness when they give you something.
Well,
like,
okay.
Oh, my gosh, a pair of socks.
I remember getting one year the Barbie doll house, little mansion thing for Christmas. It was for me and my sister. We had to share it. And we said, at the end of that day, we said, oh, my gosh, Santa was so good to us. He got us a Barbie doll mansion. What did Mom get us?
Oh, nothing.
Oh.
Mom didn't get you anything.
Yep.
Well, we're going to keep it there, don't we? Santa Claus is real.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I saw a meme the other day.
Uh-huh.
It said, let kids believe in Santa Claus. I mean, what the heck? You still think your essential oils work for you.
Exactly. I love that.
I like that. That's a good one. We're going to talk about Elizabeth Holmes. Well, we've got a case or no case, but Elizabeth Holmes, what? We've been talking about this during the break and prior to starting, and we have some insights and some discussions about this that our little interesting and shocking hold off on what we're going to say as lawyers. Again, we do not give legal advice, but we are going to talk about some interesting, I mean, I'm going to say perspectives on this issue. Alec Baldwin is now suing. We're going to talk about who he's suing. We got to talk about the FTX investors and who's being sued and whether or not that's appropriate and what does all this mean down the line. That's very important. Gabby Petito, we're going to talk about that. That's the sad thing. And we've got updates on Mariah Carey. Denise is going to bring up that update because we're up to date. We try to be up to date even up to lot when our show goes live. So we've got a whole bunch more other than that. But Cal, just a shout out to your brother. Cal's brother passed away, and God rest his soul. And
thank you.
And we. We feel bad for you, and we know what it's like to lose loved ones, but I'm sure he had a long, enjoyable life.
He did, and, you know, it was time. Physically, yeah. He was just not well, and so he got to escape all of that, and now he's free. And
let's do this. Let's do a quick little... Tell me a fun fact about him. He lived in his 70s, is that right?
We were all raised in Idaho on a farm. He was the first of our parents, post-World War II, post-Depression-era kids. So he learned two things. A, how to live cheaply, and B, how to work like a dog on the farm.
Wow.
He was one of the hardest working men I've ever known, but here's the story that I'm sure will make laughs at his funeral. When we were younger, his next youngest brother got a piano given to him, and he said, well, let's go pick it up. So we go take the little pickup up there and get the piano in there, and they say, can you hold that up in the back? To me, they say this to me, can you hold that up in the back? So I'm sitting back there, and of course I start tinkling on the piano, playing on it, and they hit a corner too fast, and the piano tips over and broke into a piece that was no larger than the keys and the soundboard. It was just obliterated.
Oh, obliterated.
Yeah,
oh,
and my brother said that, you know, I nearly lost my wife over that. And I said, well, it's just a piano. No. So anyway, it was kind of funny thing. You know?
Was that up in Idaho?
In California, where it took place. There was a highway patrolman standing there with his hands on his hips going,
Are you guys idiots or what?
Yeah, more importantly, was worried about the piano and not you.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, I never said claimed to be smart, and I proved it right there. But God rest his soul. He's a great man and passes on and leaves behind a family of, I think, six kids and also a large group of stepchildren thereafter. So he's a very generous person besides.
Nice. Well, good for him. What was his name?
Neil. Harrison Neil Hunter. Just Harrison died in Wyoming.
Yeah, so. All right, buddy. Well, shout out to you. Okay. You know, so we do have a case for no case. I don't want to get into it yet.
We do, yeah.
But I just give us a teaser, and I'm going to bring up one other thing before we go to break.
Okay. So here's a case or no case tease. Have you ever seen a 1959 Chevrolet convertible with the little teardrop tail lights?
59 Chevy convertible.
Well, a guy was storing one for another guy, and somebody came by and offered the guy who was storing the car a little money for it, and the storer decided he'd sell it anyway.
Wow, interesting.
So that's our case or no case coming up after the break.
All right, that's good. So what we're going to do here is before we head on out, I want to thank all those people. Last night I was on Clubhouse and I was on another event, and everybody was talking about Radio Law Talk. What a great, I don't know who's listening, but I had a number of people saying they're listening today to find out how our show's going to go. And so more listeners, please go ahead and tell your local radio stations to add us. Those of you who listen live on our website, RadioLawTalk.com. If you want to email us at info@RadioLawTalk.com. And you know what? Have a great break. We're going to come back to a case or no case, and we're going to really get into this Elizabeth Holmes and what happened during her sentencing.
Yeah, remember last week we asked if she was pregnant? Answer to that question and more coming up on Radio Law Talk after we take a break right here on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
You turned on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
The commercial commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
69.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@RadioLawTalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@RadioLawTalk.com.
Right before we get in case or no case, I would like to tell you some behind-the-scenes stuff. Right now, we're all peeling off all the little outside part of our mandarin oranges. Boy, we have fresh mandarin oranges coming off the trees right now. So, anyway, case or no case, Cal?
All right, here we go. So, okay, all right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Case or no cunt? Come on.
Yeah, that's okay.
Come on, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Sounds like my wife always says to me, come on, would you hurry up?
Would you go with the program, Cal?
What's wrong with you? Come on, hurry up.
A friend was storing Fred Vogius's 1959 Chevrolet Impala collectible convertible car at his property right next door. Fred was gathering resources to restore the teardrop taillight classic. It sat on Jerry Van's place for about 6 months. Fred finally got the engine, the parts, and so on to start to work on the 59 and went to get it back, and it was gone. Sold to someone. Mr. Van said it was there a long time, and he also claimed that the title was in his name and not that of Mr. Voges. Mr. Voges said, no, I don't think so. So he went to an attorney and said, what are my rights? This guy agreed to store this for me. I want my car or the $15,000 that it's worth to see if I can replace it. And I want to know if I have a case or no case. And Todd, I think you get to go first this time.
All right. So no amount of not trying to make eye contact with Cal will work to not be called first. I get it. He saw me not.
Sorry, you're looking down. That's it.
Todd, why are you looking at something way beyond outside? Now, you raised a point. You said that Van said that the car was in his name.
Correct.
Do we know if that was the case?
Well, the judge did ask for the title and now is talking about other matters relating to that very thing.
Well, so, boy, if you say the judge asked for the title, then that kind of makes it sound like it's a case. However, I have noticed an uptick in car-related cases or no case.
Yes.
And it makes me think that Cal has subscribed to or is now watching something on the Muscle Car Channel or the Velocity Channel or something like that where he's, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I can't sleep. Let's see who's restoring a Malibu.
Wow.
So with that, I'm going to say this is no case.
Okay. Denise, what do you think about this?
I think he's reading Popular Mechanics.
I do read Popular Mechanics regularly. I'm a subscriber, yes. But not the electronic version. It costs too much.
Unfortunately, anyway, I read Socially Awkward Mechanics, so, you...
Fair enough. Socially Distinct Mechanics. Denise, what do you think?
Well, I think that the title is key.
Yeah.
If in fact both of the men's names were on title and it was or, so if it said Jerry or Van on it, either one of them could sell it and it would be no problem selling it.
Okay. What if it didn't?
Well, if it didn't, then if Van's name was on it, he had the right to sell it. And if Jerry's name was on it, Van did not. So that's kind of where we're at.
So was that a case or no case?
Well, which state was this in?
I don't know.
Okay. I've been just like, 100% lost since I came back?
Yeah, this may be the one where you can get back on track.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, perhaps not.
I'm going to say case, and Van has to pay Jerry.
Okay.
Wait a second. I'm going to say case, and Jerry loses because he left the car for too long in Van's custody, and Van took proper procedures to get the ownership of the car and to sell it.
Okay. I think that's a reasonable conclusion.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Penny, what do you think? I do. No,
this one's so obvious that I'm reading the news while you guys are talking.
Hey.
I mean, it's just like, I don't even, I'm going to read the news and some emails to myself while you guys are
dear
talking.
Dear Fred, what do you think about
this? Because this is so obviously not a case. It's ridiculous. It's, I mean, first of all, a $15,000 car, there's going to be no lawsuit in the newspaper or anywhere about this $15,000 lawsuit. It's too small. You made it all up. It has nothing. It's just you were just thinking, I'm going to talk about a 1959 Ford, what I always wanted.
Chevy.
Impala.
Same thing. It's 59. It's about the year that you were what, 22 then?
I was 7 then.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, no case. I'm going to go back to the news. And
okay, well, here's the problem. If you all get it wrong, I get points.
That's right.
And so here's the other problem. You all got it wrong.
Wait a minute. Denise said it was a case.
It's a case.
Denise gets it, though. Denise said a case.
Yeah. And Voges wins, Denise.
Oh, I did it right.
The judge ruled that since Van had agreed to let you leave the car there, it wasn't abandoned. He had no right to sell it and wouldn't have had the title. Van said, well, I placed a lien on it for storage costs. The judge said, show me the agreement. He said, oh, well, it was just an oral agreement. And, you know, and the judge said, well, that's not going to work. Then the judge said, let me see the bill of sale and the title. Never produced, because he feared the seller that forgery charges would have been the result. Ooh. If he had done so. So the fact is that the original owner of the car prevails, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Wow, Denise nailed it. I thought that was so obviously... Why would a case be involved with a $15,000? I mean, it's such a small amount.
There are collector car journals out there you can read and learn about this stuff, you know.
Wow, that's amazing.
Next hour, a drunken driver in Granada, Spain, turns the car over to a child. How did that go? That's coming up next hour on
Case. Sure, went really well. That's why it's a case or no case.
Exactly. So,
I've been that child.
When I was look at this. I've become a storyteller. When I was young, I think I was 9 when we moved out to the country. Maybe 10. First thing Dad hands you is the keys of the truck and the tractor.
Oh, yeah.
I learned how to drive on country, old, dirty, dusty roads when I was a kid. I drove by the time. You know that get your license, you worry about your kid knowing how to drive? The kid's like an expert. Ah, there's no problem.
Yep. In Idaho, it's 14 is when I got our license.
That's crazy.
And I got mine at 15 because we lived out of town far enough that I had to take my siblings to school. So I got a specialized license.
Well, we'll be back. We're going to talk about Theranos founders, Elizabeth Holmes. This is an interesting one.
In fact, the whole show's interesting. All you have to do to hear all of it is stay tuned here on Radio Law Talk, on many local radio stations, and always at RadioLawTalk.com. And, as always, no charge. So stay tuned. We'll continue in a bit.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Okay. Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this better shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about $1 to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, my air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it. Jeff, a customer, wrote, my air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost. Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, my heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one. Lisa, a customer, wrote, my heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost. For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A political stunt. That's what former President Donald Trump is calling Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing a special counsel to determine whether criminal charges should be filed against the former president. The move by Garland is being made in regards to various Justice Department probes against Trump. Meeting with business and labor leaders on Friday, President Biden shares his goals for their discussion on the economy.
Building this progress is not just acting, but it's listening.
That's why I'm here today, to open to good ideas to continue bringing inflation down and continue creating an economy that works for everyone.
He says he's looking forward to hearing how he can improve going forward. Republicans argue that if Democrats pass more high spending policies, inflation will spike again. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is the best show ever. You better listen to us.
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
I have a suggestion.
Uh-oh.
If we get those kids in to do more kitty bumps.
Okay.
And we will.
We need to have them record the disclaimers.
That's a good idea.
Anything that these guys say.
That's a good idea. Have them read it.
That would be awesome.
That would be funny.
We can do that.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll bring
it. And I need a bumper. I need a new one.
That's true. We need a Denise one.
Yep. Boys are weird.
That's a good one.
It's a good one.
Well, that one never gets old. So.
Well, it never.
Time has kitty.
Never
one,
untrue.
One kitty now.
That's
because
right.
Used to say kitties didn't. No, a kitty. Okay, that's still true.
Todd has a kitty.
Yes, yes, I do.
So, speaking of kitties, Elizabeth Holmes. So, those of you who have been living under a rock, as we always say, when she was 19, she was at Stanford, and she came up with this brilliant idea, which technically could be brilliant if it worked. She didn't like needles, so she wanted to create a machine or something to that effect that would take a drop of blood and be able to diagnose and do a lot of things that takes, you know, nowadays pretty much your whole blood out of your body.
So
don't you love it when you go to the doctor and the doctor says, I'm going to send you in for some blood tests, and they all of a sudden, ching, 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 All right, well, let's see. The room is spinning.
Feeling a little lightheaded, are you?
Yeah, so yeah. She wanted to. Yeah, I do. I don't like drums. So she started her company, Theranos. I mean, this is just, I'm giving a very brief overview. Raised billions of dollars. And
from high-prestige clients.
Yeah, big clients. And was worth, she was worth about $3 or $4 billion. The company was high as, I think, $8 billion that it was worth. I'm sorry, once valued at $9 billion. She, her net worth at one time was $4.5 billion. Sounds like something else going on today.
So I'm
going
to ask you, Fred, did she ever put on a music festival or start a cryptocurrency?
She could have. She could have.
But she never did. Okay.
But what happens is, basically, it fails, and she's found guilty not of defrauding the public or individual investors, but these big, high-powered, wealthy investors and investment groups, right? These supposedly savvy investment groups. So the one issue here is this is Silicon Valley, and Denise and I have talked about this, and Todd, is she's a woman. A woman entrepreneur and is not this size of a business at this young. She was under 40. She was the wealthiest woman under 40 at the time, and one of the biggest success stories for a woman under 40 in generally a man's world, right, Denise? Wouldn't you agree? In a world.
For sure.
She was a young, beautiful, wunderkind investor, the kind that angel investor companies eat up as the future. Right.
Right. And so so she's found guilty of basically defrauding these investors. By the way, she never took any money. I mean, well, let me say this. She never took. She didn't go grab the money and run away and hide it somewhere and spend any. You know, she went broke too.
Yeah, when she it was at her apex, worth $4.5 billion. A lot of that tied up in shares. It's not like she sold all that off and then and lived high on the hog.
Right.
Yeah.
So what comes in is okay. What's the sentencing? And by the way, this is a federal court, not a state court. And Todd's going to tell us the difference and why this is going to be important, the difference between federal and state court. And by the way, it would have been way better if she would have been prosecuted and found guilty in the state of California court because it came out of the Bay Area than a federal court. We'll get into why. But it came out that the public defense, her attorneys asked for what? Less than approximately 18 months and do it in home confinement. She's pregnant. Officially, she's pregnant.
Yep.
She's got another little kid with her
1 year old baby.
Yeah, with her fiance. And the prosecutors asked for 15 years. And the sentence just came down. More than 11 years in federal prison. And Denise and I and Todd are shocked. Todd brought up a very important thing we got to remember here, and we want you all to remember this, and this, we're going to say this here, is we don't know everything, and we didn't hear everything. The judge heard everything.
That's right.
And saw everything, and, you know, lived this. So the judge is going to have a better perspective than we do, armchair quarterbacks. But We were saying, wow, that's much longer than we thought. Denise, you were thinking about 3 years. I was thinking 3 or 4 years. Todd, what did you think, just in general? What were you generally thinking?
I thought it'd be on the lower end, anywhere from the 18 months that she had requested to 3 years, that it would be home confinement. You know, you talked about what the prosecution wanted. They wanted 15, and that was in their brief. The defense wanted 18 months. That was in their brief. Last week, we talked about this sentencing memorandum that the that only recommended 9. The judge exceeded the sentencing recommendation based upon the memorandum written by this independent probation, exceeded that by 2 years.
And we talked about the mitigating factors in this case, and there really are. She tried to pay back the investors. She got fined. She paid the fine. You know, she didn't take this money. She actually used that money that she'd gotten and tried to pay everybody back. And
right.
And then when she realized, you know, her mistake, she was pretty candid about wishing she could have done it differently. And, you know, all of that. She didn't, like, just blow it up in the court, or she actually testified. And so it feels very, very, very punitive.
Yeah, and I wonder.
And she's been ordered to pay $125 million back to these investors.
Which she doesn't have. I mean, she's not even close to having that.
No, she just write a two-party out-of-state post-dated check. I'm sure they'll take that.
Yeah, they'll take it. But here's the thing, though, also. It's, what does this do to women entrepreneurs that are out there trying to do something. And I truly believe, even though she, I think they said she lied, I think she just over-exaggerated it, but that's just me. But she definitely fudged things. But how harsh this is for 11 years in federal prisons. People get less than that, that are the drug dealers and the
Violent crimes.
Yeah, violent
crimes. For violent crimes.
Yeah, so we're a little shocked about that. They have how many days? They have 2 weeks?
They have 2 weeks to appeal.
And they are.
Yeah, and the judge also said she wouldn't start her sentence. She wouldn't commence her sentence until, I think,
April.
April 27th of 2023 is what they were looking for.
They said they would stay it during the appeal.
Well, if they did not appeal, her sentencing...
Oh, got it.
She commences her sentence on the 27th, but it would be stayed pending appeal. They'd seek that.
Yes.
So, a dumb question about all of this. Let's just say she pays everything back, everything works out fine, no harm, no foul. Can she then go and ask to have her record removed? And the second question is, what does this say to investors who say, ooh, a cute young Stanford grad, I better dump my money in there without checking out what the investment really is?
No, I think what it was is I have an office down in Silicon Valley, not too far from where Theranos' office is. And I've practiced law in the Bay Area. I know this. What happens down in the Bay Area is when things hit, the buzz takes off. It's almost like a frenzy. And I remember when this was going on, it was like a frenzy to be on board this future of that could be a huge revolutionary finding.
Exactly. It's like a pinprick, and you could find out, right, 120 different diseases or some stuff that you're suffering from one pinprick.
It kind of works like this. I remember when America Online was really at the beginning. They were in this movie called The Net. They were coming out. And then a little while later, after they really had taken off, and I think the same thing was done with Apple, it was like, if you had invested $1,000 in America Online when it first started, you'd be worth $1 million today. All these things. Well, people hear that. Investors hear that. And everybody now is looking for the next big thing.
Right.
Get in on Apple on the early stage.
That's right. If I could go back and get in on this, I'd be worth this and this and this. And that was the hype surrounding, as Fred's saying, everything in the Silicon Valley, including Theranos.
Right. When we come back, I want to have Todd comment on a couple of things. First of all, what the prosecutor said. The prosecutor said something very interesting in his closing remarks about why she should be sentenced to a longer period of time. And we got one other thing that you're going to be a little shocked about, but I'm just going to lead you out with that.
All right, shocking revelation to come on Radio Law Talk right here. Stay tuned as the big broadcast continues.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements...
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Is this real life? I mean at this time.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Yeah, there's a number of things we want to get into on this Theranos case, but the one thing Todd just mentioned during the break that we've discussed, but he kind of went a little further, which I agree, is not only will this put a damper on entrepreneurs, especially in the Bay Area, or women entrepreneurs, again, she should have been, something should have, you know, she should have gotten in trouble. She should have got some time. But this 11 years, does this put a damper on people, not just normal people, but especially women? And Todd, you came up with a great, not just whether it puts a damper, but on the Bay Area, but tell us what you said.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you come up with a great idea, obviously, if you don't have the money to capitalize on it, you're going to seek investors. People do that. That's the way this happens. And that has helped spur on innovation in our country. Well, now, in addition to running the risk of a lawsuit from a wealthy investor if things don't pass out, which is civil, these folks now are, you know, inventors are not going to have to worry about having the government come after you, depending on the nature of your statements, to maybe take your liberty away. And the net effect of that is it's, in my opinion, going to put a damper on innovation in the United States. That'll just be outsourced to non-U.S. and overseas. The innovation's going to be somewhere else if people are too afraid to innovate here, because they're worried they're going to get thrown in jail because of how they sought funding.
Again, we're not condoning, you know, false fraud. You need to be punished or sued, but to the extent 11 years.
And this was something else that kind of, it hits me wrong, and that is, the prosecutor basically painted her as a person that was did not believe that a beautiful woman is going to be charged or criminally prosecuted. And what bothered me about that, that seemed to be the theme of the prosecution. And then the judge, it appears, kind of felt manipulated maybe about the woman being pregnant now and having babies and portraying herself as a devoted mother. And that, for some reason, just kind of makes me a little upset because it felt like it was gender played a bigger role in this trial than what it should have, too.
Exactly. And when you say that the prosecutor was trying to paint that picture, that is a quote. The prosecutor said that in his argument for sentencing, that he said that at one time, Elizabeth Holmes said, and I quote, "They don't put attractive people like me in jail." Well, that was never presented as evidence at a trial, and he couldn't attribute it to anybody, but it's clear that was the theme of his case, that she was using her youth and her beauty and her gender to not only make false statements, but to manipulate people into investing.
Is that an appealable issue? Because it's not evidence. He was arguing
that
was not evidence in the trial.
Well, you can argue. You can make arguments.
Okay. Why are you
in your closing, you still have to tie it to evidence.
Well, in your closing argument at the trial for guilt or innocence, this is sentencing. And so he makes that statement, but you know, you look at it, and clearly he's trying to say that she's a manipulative person. Now, if that resonated with the judge, I think evidence that it did resonate with the judge is the fact that there's an 11-year sentence that was handed down. And the reason I say that is because one of the statements of the defense was that don't put her in jail for this long time because she's now a devoted mother with another one on the way. Well, if the judge already thinks that now you're this manipulative person and that's how you're making your money, the judge, I could see saying, and now you're trying to manipulate me by having a child, giving birth, you know, shortly before trial, and then getting pregnant while the trial is going, let me show you why that's not going to work, and I'm going to give you more than what the probation department recommended. I don't know. I agree with you. I agree with you that starts to play a little bit more too much towards sentencing based upon gender.
Yes.
And using gender-based tropes as the reason for sentencing as opposed to, let's just analyze the conduct for what it is.
Right, and that's what I felt, because I think all of us initially felt like her pregnancy and her being a new mother was going to be a mitigating factor. The impact on the children, the judge would consider and take that, you know, in consideration and maybe give her a lesser sentence. And that's not what happened.
What have we said before in other cases like Cosby and things like that where we think the prosecutor might have gone a little too much? Be careful what you do, because that could come back to undo the integrity of your conviction. In this case, maybe the integrity of a sentence. And if those statements were made and others like that during sentencing, and an appellate panel looks at this and says, hey, that's getting to gender-based sentencing, that could be a problem.
If she's getting 11, I'd hate to see what her compadre partner is going to get, because his sentencing is December 4th, I think. It's December 4th.
Yeah.
But Todd, here's the thing.
Sure.
Denise, before you have it. Todd, here's what I want you to go over. How is it different if she was sentenced to this 11 years in a state court in California or federal court? What's the difference?
Yeah, so the question is that you get sentenced to a certain period of time. How much time do you actually do in federal court? You can ballpark it at this. Whatever you're sentenced to, you're going to do 85% of that time actually in custody. You get about 15% conduct credit for good behavior and stuff. In California state court, so if you're not prosecuted federally, but you're prosecuted by a local municipality, it's the state versus you, not the federal versus you as a defendant. Generally speaking, unless it's a serious violent strike-oriented crime, you're going to get 50% credit under the statutory case law. So if you're sentenced to 10, you do 5. 5 actual.
That's crazy. That's a big difference in being in federal court than state court. Well, we're going to keep following this and see what happens on appeal. You know, there may be some appeal. I think one of the appealable things that I would worry about if I'm prosecutors is the guy knocking on her door. I don't care what you say. To me, that was strange and should have been brought up on a new trial. Again, that's me. We're just throwing you know, what we think out there. But look, that was the key witness for the prosecutor, and he, and there's arguments that he said that he believed that his testimony was manipulated. He said he testified no, that he didn't say that. But here's a guy knocking on the door, and the fiance saying, "Yeah, that's what he told me." You know, should that even come in as at least let the jury decide? But so I think that's one appealable issue, and obviously the amount of the sentencing is appealable. Maybe even the issue of the prosecutor bringing up Elizabeth Holmes.
They're going to go through every motion, objection, ruling with a fine-tooth comb for her legal team to come up with reasons to appeal, to claim that the court's rulings were prejudicial against her.
And here's the other thing. By the way, they have 14 days to have their appellate brief. FYI, people are like, oh, my gosh, they got their work cut out. No, let me tell you, they've been working on this appeal for probably 6 months now.
Well, since the trial started, for sure.
Yeah.
And what they've got to do is, I think they have 14 days to file their notice of appeal.
Right.
Once they do, then they'll set forth the briefing schedule as to when the...
briefing schedule comes quick. It's like 30 days.
Yeah. Right.
And then they get 30 days of response. It does come quick.
And Fred's right. It's not like they're starting from scratch now. You know, people have been... This brief started... Probably with ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you're here for jury selection.
That's when it started. That's exactly right. Well, that's cool. So, we've got a couple other things we got to talk about. You know, I was going to talk about Alec Baldwin, but I'm going to switch this up. I think we need to talk about FTX because that flies in the same issue going on. And by the way, FTX is based out of the Bay Area. Isn't that correct? They're near Alameda, I thought.
Florida.
There you go.
Florida, but I believe some may be from the Bay Area. But no, they're based on, it was Florida. I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's out of Florida. But it's still, I mean, I believe, I got to double check because for some reason I'm thinking they had some connection to the Bay Area, and I can't remember how I saw that. But, yes, it's out of Florida. Now, FTX, what is FTX? Look, I remember going to these conferences when there was a brand new thing called blockchain, crypto, and then soon after that, a thing called NFTs. And I'm going to tell you what I thought about it and what people would always bring up to me. And then we're going to talk about what's going on with FTX investors and celebrities when we come back.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.